This is Cougar Post-Match Live. Post-match coverage of BYU women's soccer is brought to you by Smith's Food and Drug. Get double fuel points and free grocery delivery with a boost by Smith's Rewards membership. Also brought to you by Zions Bank. For big-time banking with a home team feel, Zions Bank is for you. Now let's get you back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Almost 1 year ago in Santa Clara, California, BYU advanced to the national championship match on penalty kicks. Then in the national title match, had their hearts broken from the spot as Florida State won in PKs. Nearly a year later, it was BYU again in the NCAA tournament and again to move on, and again it was penalty kicks. And BYU had a perfect 5-for-5 round from the dot as Brecken Mozingo, Olivia Wade, Olivia Smith, Laveni Vaca, and Ellie Mon all found the back of the net. Every shot struck confidently and surely, and BYU moves on to the round of 16, defeating Stanford 5-4. And credit to the Cardinal. Their first four penalties were really well taken as well. Grubel and Doms and Leontini and Ikey all going back of the net until Elise Evans, a center back, was stopped by Tegan Sill. Tegan Sill did not play a minute of regulation. She took the place of Savannah Mason in penalty kicks. She only played for PKs. And the freshman Tegan Sill makes the stop, the decisive stop of Elise Evans to secure BYU's win on the final shot by Ellie Mon. So Ellie Mon from the dot with the fifth and final shot moves the Cougars on to the third round of the NCAA tournament. 5-4 is your penalty kick final after 1-1 was our score through 110 minutes of play, regulation, and two overtime periods. No golden goal, and there were no goals scored. It took us to PKs. Let's give you some final stats. Stanford outshot BYU 33-22. Of course, these stats only count the 110 minutes. 33-22, Stanford in shots. But in shots on goal, it was BYU 12 and Stanford 10. There were 17 fouls in the match, 11 against BYU and 6 against Stanford. There were 19 corner kicks taken, 13 by Stanford and 6 by BYU. Just 3 offsides flags on the night, 2 against BYU and 1 against Stanford. Some individual numbers of note. The goal scored by BYU in regulation was Olivia Wade in the 4th minute. She has the 1 goal. She had 4 shots and 2 shots on goal. Other shots on goal from Brecken Mozingo with 2, Ellie Mon with 1, Kendall Peterson with 1, Izzy Stratton with 1, Rachel McCarthy with 3, Zoe Jacobs with 1, and Daviana Vaca with 1 as well. BYU's lone goal, by the way, was unassisted, so it was Olivia Wade without an assist to put BYU on top 1-0. Stanford equalized on a goal by Jasmine Ikey, the assist to Maya Doms. That was all the scoring through 110 minutes. BYU's total shot takers, I gave you shots on goal. These are total shots for the game. Olivia Smith, 2. Olivia Wade, 4. Ellie Mon, 2. Jamie Shepard, 1. Brecken Mozingo, 2. Singletons for Peterson, Foligno, and Stratton. Rachel McCarthy had 4. Zoe Jacobs had 1. And Daviana Vaca had 3. Again, Savannah Mason played the 110 minutes of regulation and 2 overtimes. They brought in the rookie, Tegan Sill, for PKs, and she was up to the task. Tegan Sill was beaten 4 times, but on the 5th and final shot from Stanford, Tegan Sill made the diving stop, and that was it, as the final shot was put away by Ellie Mon, and the Cougars advanced by a score of 5-4 in PKs after a 1-1 draw in the books. We'll continue from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. BYU advancing to the Sweet 16. The Cougars will take on either North Carolina or Georgia on Saturday morning. Carolina, of course, the higher seed, favored to advance. And should Carolina win and defeat Georgia, you would see a rematch of a match played here back in August. The Cougars' lone outside competition exhibition match was played against North Carolina in this building back in mid-August, and the Tar Heels won that match 2-0. BYU's a much different team. Carolina, well, they got better. Should be a fantastic match should Carolina advance through tonight to play Saturday morning. BYU would have to play on the Tar Heels' home pitch. We'll see who advances from this evening's second match. What a day of soccer it's been already so far here in Chapel Hill. The North Carolina men defeated High Point 2-0 in the first game of the day. Then the women's tourney took over. BYU just completed with Stanford. And now Georgia and Carolina get ready for the nightcap. We'll continue our coverage from Chapel Hill. Greg Wrubell with you from Dorrance Field. BYU advancing on PKs 5-4 to the Sweet 16 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Postmatch Live continues on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
Okay, welcome back to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Dorrance Field. BYU advancing to the round of 16 of the NCAA tournament after 110 scoreless minutes, 90 minutes plus two 10-minute overtime periods. It was BYU in penalty kicks 5-4, all five Cougar kickers scoring on their attempts, and the key save in overtime was made by Tegan Sill. So hours ago, BYU opened the scoring in this match with Olivia Wade scoring in the fourth minute, and it was a great start for BYU. Of course, the goal would speak to that, but just right from the start, the Cougars played confidently, connecting really well, had Stanford on the back heel in the early moments, and the Cougars were rewarded on a quick counter from Olivia Wade. A dispossessed by BYU, and Olivia Wade's got to break the 25 yards. And opens the scoring for BYU with a rocket off the left post. Just like that, it's a quick counter, and the Cougs open on top in the fourth minute. Yeah, Olivia Wade ended up with the ball in her boots in the final third and made no mistake coming laterally from left to right, teeing up a right-footed shot and sending it off the woodwork into the back of the net. BYU 1 and Stanford 0 at that juncture. The fourth minute of play stayed that way to the 22nd minute, and in the 22nd minute, a fine 1-2 was run down the right wing between Maya Doms and Jasmine Ikey. Ikey with the finishing touch, and it was 1-1. And that took us to halftime. No goals scored in the remainder of the first half, and no goals scored in the entire second half, and no goals scored in the first overtime, nor the second. And you have to say that Stanford, on a flurry of corner kicks late in the 110 and late in the 90 and then the 110, had really good looks, had chances to put something away, but somehow the ball stayed out of the back of the net. BYU defenders swarming on the line kept the sheet clean, and we went to penalty kicks. And in penalty kicks, it went like this. It was Abby Grubel scoring on her first, answering Brecken Mozingo. So through one round, it was 1-1. Then Maya Doms, 2-1. Olivia Wade, 2-2. So through two shooters, we were square. Julia Leontini scores for Stanford. Olivia Smith answers for BYU. It's 3-3. Jasmine Ikey scores for Stanford. Leveni Vaca, the center back, who, by the way, doesn't have a goal in her career. All right? So she comes in and finds the back of the net and makes the score 4-4 through four kickers apiece, bringing us to the fifth and decisive round. And let's remind folks that Savannah Mason, who played the 110, was subbed out in PKs by Tegan Sill. Tegan Sill, a true freshman, goes between the pipes for the penalty kick session only, and the fifth shooter she faced was Elise Evans, and here's how that went down. Elise Evans, should she miss, BYU shoots for the win. There's the whistle. The run up by Evans, the shot, the save! The save by Sill, and now the Cougs can win it! So Tegan Sill kept it clean for that fifth and final round. And now it was Stanford 4 and BYU 4 going into the Cougars' fifth and final kicking round. And stepping up was the veteran, Ellie Mon. There were only three players for BYU who had played against Stanford in their 2019 Elite Eight meeting, and one of them was Ellie Mon. It was Jamie Shepard. It was Ellie Mon and Kendall Peterson. Those were the only three that played against Stanford in 2019 in the Elite Eight. And this time around, Ellie Mon, one of those three, stepped up to the spot with a chance to put her team into the third round of the NCAA tournament, and here's how it sounded. Whistle. Run up. Right-footed shot. And a goal! Ellie Mon sends the Cougars to the round of 16, and how sweet it is. All right, that was it. Ellie Mon with the fifth and final shot. Cougs go 5-for-5 in PKs and advance to the Sweet 16. BYU head coach Jennifer Rockwood is trying to make her way into the broadcast booth. I saw her make her way up the stairs, and she's looking for the booth, and she's found me here in Chapel Hill. Head coach Jen Rockwood joining me now for our Zions Bank post-match coach interview brought to you by Zions Bank for big-time banking with a home team feel. Zions Bank is for you. And Jen, we just share with our listeners all the drama of this game. We heard the Olivia Wade goal in regulation. We heard the Tegan Sill save in PKs and the Ellie Mon goal a moment ago to win it for BYU. What a remarkable, remarkable day and game we saw here this afternoon. Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah. Sorry, I was so excited. I forgot to come up.
Well, you're here now.
Yeah, that tracked me down, and I had to run. Now I'm out of breath, but I'll keep going.
You know, let's do this. Yeah. We're gonna let you catch your breath. We're going to pop the headset off of you, put it on Ellie Mon for a second.
Than I am, so she's good.
So let's do this. We're going to pop it off Jen. Jen's not going to go anywhere. She's just going to catch her breath. And Ellie Mon has also joined us up here. Let's do this. Back in studio. Corbin, can you hear me back there? Corbin, let's replay the Ellie Mon goal. Do you mind, the penalty kick winner? All right, here's how it was. So Tegan Sill makes the save of Elise Evans at the fifth round. And the bottom of the fifth round to send the Cougars on to the next round was Ellie Mon. Sounded like this. Whistle. Run up. Right-footed shot, and a goal! Ellie Mon sends the Cougars to the round of 16, and how sweet it is! That was it. Did it feel like that, Ellie?
Honestly, it felt a little bit more shaky than that. That makes it sound a lot smoother than it really was.
So you have to make this soccer so amazing. You've got to make the walk or the run or the jog from the halfway line to the spot. It's a long walk. What's going through your mind?
Honestly, I'm just telling myself I'm visualizing that ball going in the back of the net. I'm not thinking about what the keeper's got going on. I'm thinking about how proud I am for my teammates that they got us this far, and I just need to get up there and do my job. So,
did you already know what side you were going? Did you have it all figured out?
Actually, I usually go the other side, but I saw the keeper cheat a little bit, and so I just took my shot, honestly. I just saw her cheat a little, and so I was like, all right, going the other way.
When you see it hit the back of the net, take us there.
Oh, my gosh. Honestly, I was just so proud of my team. That was one of the best wins. Like, I feel like we, as a team, played so well. Everyone gave it their all. It was such a great team win. To finally get the result that I felt we deserved was just amazing.
Last year's season ended in heartbreak from the penalty spot. It's a tough way to win or lose a game, and that's what you kind of had to sit on, you know, and come back with it. How nice is it to have the entirely opposite experience your next time from the spot?
Yeah, I mean, seeing a little glimpse of what the other team felt, it feels good, and it makes me want to go back there a little. So,
well, and if you decide to win it in regulation, that's fine on Saturday. That's also good. And Tegan Sill coming in. And doing what she did in PKs. How about that?
You know, Tegan, she's a great shot blocker. Oh, I mean, my heart goes out to her. She is a freshman, and she really stepped up to the plate. I mean, there's not much more you can ask her to do than that. Like, she blocked a shot, and that's exactly what we need to take us on to the next round. So, hat off to Tegan.
How fun is it to, because you're all by yourself on the spot. Like, that's a totally solitary experience. And within seconds, it goes from just you to all of a sudden mob scene down there. That's got to be a blast.
Yeah, honestly, I turned and I saw my team running at me, and I was like, let's go. And then I remembered Tegan blocking that shot, and I turned to Tegan, and Tegan was right there, and we were all just like, yeah. It was a great experience, honestly. I wish I could relive it.
Oh, my gosh. Nothing beats this. And so you'll play again. You'll take on Georgia or North Carolina on Saturday morning. And you just hope to keep this run going, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're excited. We're excited about the journey, and we've had a crazy season. So to be sitting where we are right now just feels great. I'm really proud of the team.
And you know what it's like to go on a run. You just did it last year. You know what it's like to get this thing going in the postseason.
Yeah, we have a lot of confidence going to this year because of what we did last year, and we're just going to keep running with it.
You weren't. There are only three players back from the 2019 game against Stanford. You were one of those three players. You got to play them again and end up on a totally different different side of things. That's got to be really gratifying.
Yeah, hat off to Stanford that year. I mean, we kind of chased the ball a little bit in that game. But it feels good to come back, get our second chance at them, and really put them away.
And from the get-go, this was a confident BYU team. You guys had Stanford back heel early and just kind of felt like this was going to be a match you're going to be with them with the entire way. It was great.
Yeah, it was such a good competition. I mean, Stanford really played well. We played well. There was ebbs and flows in the game, and it just happened that we came out on top, and I'm really proud of the team because we fought for it.
Ellie, congrats on the winner.
Thank you.
Nice work. All right, that's Ellie Mon. She'll put the headset back on Jennifer Rockwood, BYU's head coach. Her breath is well caught. And it is our Zions Bank coach post-match coach interview. Thanks to Ellie Mon, who sends BYU on to the Sweet 16. Head coach Jen Rockwood now joining me in the booth here at Dorrance Field. Back where it all began 3 months ago, back in mid-August. The Cougs opened their season, if you will. It was an exhibition match, but outside competition for the first time. Now the Cougs come back to this glorious venue and get a glorious result. Congratulations again.
Thanks. Yeah, what a beautiful place to play. What a fantastic game. A bit of a nail-biter. You know, both teams had plenty of opportunities to go ahead in the game, and we did what we needed to do to hold on and then go into PKs, and super proud of the girls for just coming up big. I mean, that's a lot of pressure, and we've had our fair share of PKs, you know, in the NCAA tournament over the years. So just really proud of how they just stepped up and got the job done.
Somehow, the ball stayed out of the back of your net. Stanford put the heat on. They really had some frantic moments inside your box, and play after play kept being made to keep it out.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it wasn't our best performance overall. We struggled a bit. Obviously, Stanford's a really good team, but, you know, we were just a little off. We were off with our possession and gave the ball away a lot, and that led to some good counter opportunities for Stanford. And, you know, but soccer's a tricky game. You know, we've been on both sides of that, where we've had our shots and they haven't fallen for us. So we'll take that. But we just kept fighting, kept battling. We got a lot of good play from a lot of different players that had to step up in tonight's game, in a big game. You know, and sometimes the big step is overcoming the name, you know, with the national prominence that Stanford has had, and being able mentally to kind of get over that. You know, but we got a strong start, obviously, really strong start, and we faded a bit. I'm not sure what happened to us, but, you know, that's part of the game. You got to learn from those ups and downs, and we've had a lot of them this season, but we're sitting pretty high right now, and we'll take it.
Well, BYU had lost five in a row to Stanford, regular season, postseason, gone back a little ways. So, yeah, you wanted to get one back, right? You mm-hmm. wanted to kind of say, this. Yeah, it's more than just the name. And I was talking to Rachel MacArthur earlier today. Mm-hmm. She said, we're a name, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sometimes the girls forget that, that we've had quite a good season, you know, the last 10, 15, actually 20 years. You know, we haven't been at the national title status like Stanford has, and yeah, they've knocked us out. But hey, I think we beat them one time at Southfield 6-0, so, you know, there's a lot of alumni that take pride in that. But yeah, I mean, Paul's done a phenomenal job at Stanford, and they always have such great players, and, you know, we've drawn them quite a bit in the NCAA tournament, so it feels good to get a win against them. You know, 2019 especially, we had such a great team. I think we went into that tournament undefeated with 20-something wins and had to play them in an Elite Eight match instead of maybe a Final Four. So that was tough. But, yeah, you know, we're living in the present right now. A great match, fun way to finish when you're on the winning side. We've certainly been on the other side of that. So PKs are a tough way to end a game. But, you know, Stanford had a great year, won the Pac-12, great players. We feel very fortunate to move forward.
Well, this was the ninth meeting all time between BYU and Stanford. Cougars now 4-5 against Stanford, so almost 500 in all this in these historical meetings against Stanford. Olivia Wade got you off on the right foot early. Mm-hmm. I thought the first 15 minutes maybe were all you. Mm-hmm. Middle 15 kind of felt like Stanford came back.
Yep.
They felt like you kind of pushed back toward the halftime, and then the second half it was just kind of punch and counterpunch.
Yeah.
Just a great match.
Yeah, yeah, good. Probably entertaining to watch. A little frustrating for us coaches, I'm sure, going back and forth. But, yeah, a great match against two teams that have had great seasons and great programs. Year after year. Like I said, just really proud of our girls. Fought through some frustration and, you know, and then pulled it off in PKs. And wow, how about Tegan? You know, we knew coming into this match that we would make that switch. She knew as well. She just is a really good shot blocker and read things really well. And so we've been practicing those PKs and obviously have some good experience, and tried to tell the girls we actually have a more NCAA experience right now than the Stanford team that we played. So that's kind of, it was hard for them to get over. But we do. We have a lot of good experience from the last couple of years with our group. And, they stepped up and got the job done.
There were some really good penalties taken by both teams, really. Yeah. And Tegan had to make a nice save. And just on that note, it's not just any – it's a freshman. It's a true freshman mm-hmm. coming into that moment. What a great deal of confidence you had to have in her to put her in that spot. It was only her fifth game of the season.
Yeah. You know, Tegan is phenomenal. She's been a really great goalkeeper. We got her some minutes midway through the season, and then, you know, sometimes it's just hard to get keepers. We haven't had a chance to get her in, and she's just done a really good job, and she battles and fights and does great every single day at practice. And as we started taking PKs towards the end of the season, we just felt that, you know, she does a really good job reading PKs, and the girls had a hard time scoring against her. So we just felt that, you know, that was her specialty right now, and she knew coming in that we probably would use her. And then, you know, the girls just put them away. I don't know the last time we've ever gone 5-for-5 in PKs. So, you know, hats off to them and their mental strength and how they were able to calm themselves down and put great shots away.
Well, Brecken Mozingo and Liv Waite and Liv Smith were three I thought would see a shot from the spot. I didn't know if Bella was going to be, but I thought that was an option for you. And then you had, at that point, you brought in Lavinia Vaca, a center back, and you brought in Ellie Mott. How did you decide, first of all, on who would be your PK list in the first five?
We've been taking them for a couple weeks. You know, we haven't spent a ton of time on them. The girls have been working on them on their own over the season, and we kind of put things together the last couple weeks and have taken some runs. I mean, so much of it is good to really want to. It's interesting. Last year, Lava was like, she's never going to take a PK. I'm never. And I said, you've got to be ready. You're one of our main players at some point in your career. You got to be ready to take a PK. So she took that challenge upon herself, and she was ready to go tonight. So we knew that she was going to be in that lineup. You know, Bella's usually in that lineup. Bella has a kind of a bum ankle, and she ran her guts out tonight and just said that she didn't think she could hit it right with her ankle. And so good for her for knowing that maybe, you know, for the team that it wouldn't be best for her because she's typically one that we have a ton of confidence in. But, she's been banged up a little bit for the last week or so. So, we just knew that the rest of them were going to be able to handle it. And, you know, Ellie's very confident, and she always wants to take PKs. We had another freshman, Izzy, ready to line up, ready to go if needed. But really proud of Lava kind of overcoming that. Told Davi she's got to be ready to go next year. And you know, Jamie had that situation last year, and we gave her this year off, and Jamie will be ready to take PKs next year.
The goal doesn't count on the career tally because it's PKs, but Lava has never scored a goal for you.
Yeah.
She's a center back. She's a
come
great
close,
player.
Though, hasn't she?
But you put a player with no career goals on the spot in the NCAA tournament, and she responds.
Yeah, and that's how much confidence we have in Lava. She's a leader of this team. She's had a phenomenal season, defensive player of the year for the WCC, held it together for us tonight. She's a great defender, but she also controls everything on that back line and gives everybody a lot of confidence. And like I said, she's been practicing. She's made herself step up and feel comfortable. She's never taken PKs in her career as a youth player, and we gave her a hard time last year and challenged her at some point in her career to be ready for it, and she stepped up and made it count. She'll remember this one for a long time.
Oh my gosh. Now you have to get ready for your next game against North Carolina or Georgia.
Yeah, super exciting. You know, like I told the girls, this is where we started the whole season. It's awesome that we're right back here. You know, we've traveled, so we've prepared ourselves. I think we're, you know, travel warriors. The girls have done well on the road. You know, both these are great teams. Kidani's done a fantastic job as a newer coach here at Georgia and pulled them back into the tournament. And obviously, you can't say enough about UNC. They're just dominant in everything that they do. I know they're hungry because of what happened to them last year. I'm excited for whoever we play. Obviously, there's probably a team here that we prefer to play over the other, as most anyone would, but they're both super quality teams. It's going to be a quick turnaround. There's a football game, so it's an early game on Saturday. It'll be a really quick turnaround after going in overtime. Our girls' legs are going to be heavy, but we've been there, done that, and we'll recover and be ready to roll.
All right. I'll be tuned in to you on Saturday morning. Jason will come out and have the call for you in the Sweet 16 against North Carolina or Georgia.
You sure 11. You don't want to stay, Greg? Come on.
I do want to stay. I do want to stay. Going through today, I'm like, how can I possibly leave this at this point?
I know. We get it. Football's got a big game. I get it.
It's a doubleheader day. It's crazy. So I'm going to make us late for the bus here if I don't say goodbye to you. So let's wrap it up, and we'll get packed up and head back to the hotel. We'll get some dinner. You guys will rest up, and you'll get ready for the next round, and you're into the Sweet 16 again, eighth time for this program into the Sweet 16 or beyond, and you do it by beating the old nemesis Stanford today. What an amazing afternoon.
Thank you. Awesome. And congratulations to our assistant Rachel Jorgensen and Quinn, who just had their first baby. Unexpected. She was thinking she was coming on this trip, but nope, she had a baby. So congratulations, little Jack and her, nice and healthy and super excited for their family.
And because of that, I was more than happy to go solo today.
Yeah, you had
today.
To go solo. So, yep, awesome.
It's fantastic. All right, that'll do it for Coach Jen Rock. For Ellie Mon, and for our crew back at BYU Radio, Corbin Radford, Terry South, Amy Harris, Barry Squires. Thanks to all those folks for getting us up and on the air, keeping us on for this entire afternoon of drama here in Chapel Hill. My name is Greg Grubel, saying your final score is through regulation and overtime, 1-1, and then BYU advances with a 5-4 PK shootout over Stanford to advance to the Sweet 16 against either Georgia or North Carolina. You'll hear it right here Saturday morning, 9:30 Mountain Time. And I'm Greg Grubel once again saying, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Women's Soccer on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Chapel Hill.
You've been listening to live coverage of BYU women's soccer on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's match has been brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Brought to you by Smith's Food and Drug. Get double fuel points and free grocery delivery with a boost by Smith's Rewards membership. Also brought to you by Wilner and O'Reilly. Immigration solutions in Utah and abroad at WilnerO'Reilly.com. Utah Children's Dental Network. Utah's network of premier pediatric dentists, orthodontists, and oral surgeons. Learn more at UtahCDN.com. Also brought to you by Zions Bank. For big time banking with a home team feel, Zions Bank is for you. BYU Women's Soccer is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Kevin Worthen, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Women's Soccer is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.